let's get right into our topic. Our first topic is, you know, Thanksgiving is coming. We have all of our relatives there. We have the perfect storm. We have relatives. We have alcohol. And we're coming off of the impeachment hearings. I mean, we're not going to have impeachment hearings this week, which is good. But I think people are so polarized. People are so politically polarized on these issues. And I fear, and I think a lot of family members fear, what happens when you sit down to Thanksgiving dinner and you start the argument? Or should you talk politics? Is it something that you should do? Is it something that you should just stay away from us? And joining us to talk about this topic is Lee Richardson, a licensed professional counselor and the owner of the Brain Performance Center. Hi, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
This is a great topic. I saw, Lee, that this past Wednesday, at UC Berkeley, conservative political commentator was scheduled to talk, and she did, and there were hundreds of arrests, and people are screaming and yelling. She had been scheduled before, and it was canceled. Ann Coulter was the one I'm talking about. And it just seems to me that we are so on edge and that we are so much more personally ingrained in the political conversation. Is that true or is that just our perception?
No, I think it's very true because our political awareness has been intensified in the last 4 years where, you know, Twitter's going wild and news is coming at us 24/7. And now we have fake news that we have to deal with.
I think 30 years ago, we were always, you know, there would be Democrats at the table, Republicans at the table. People would be very, maybe opinionated about things, but nothing like this. It seems like it crosses into the realm of personal, sort of like, you know, if you don't like Trump, I don't like you, or vice versa. If you like Trump, I don't like you. Where did this come from? Can you give a little explanation?
You know, you make a really good point. Used to be it was very clear what our stance was. And when you look at the Generation Z, and that is the next generation that is reaching the voting age, and they're united on some of the topics that have always divided the United States, like climate change, legalizing marijuana, and social issues. But what's so interesting to me is I saw a survey in Business Insider, and that reports that the majority of them, they do not identify as either conservative or liberal. They're not saying I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. That complicates things.
Let's take a break here. I'm sorry, we're going to go right to break here. And when we come back, I want to talk more about this topic. And then I think what I would like to do is I'd like to have a little role play here. And we're going to sit down to Thanksgiving dinner and we're going to see what happens. And we're going to ask Lee Richardson to help us weigh in on how to stop a fight at the dinner table. You're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN. Let's go back to our topic with Lee Richardson. We're talking about politics at the dinner table. Lee, you mentioned that there was a poll and the Gen Z people? Is that what you call them?
Yes.
These are the youngest, are saying that they don't identify with either party. So if that is the case, then why are we so polarized and why are the college campuses so almost violent when it comes to people who have opinions that they don't agree with?
Well, yeah, I think that there's all this neurodiversity, and that's a new term in my world. And we're all trying to form our own opinion. And I think it boils down to we have so much information coming at us 24/7. And it makes it hard, and there's the whole fake news. It makes it hard to really understand what we're processing. And when you stop and think about how you process information, it's all done on a subconscious level. It's not done consciously.
Well, you know, I guess I feel like when I was a kid, we'd watch the news, and I'm not saying it wasn't skewed a little bit one way or the other, but they tried very hard not to do that. They tried to make sure that, like, you probably heard the advertisement with Walter Jacobson. Walter Jacobson is a newscaster here in Chicago who was on the air for 40 years. And he would read the news, but when he did his editorial, he would actually go into a new room. He would take off his coat. He put on his suspenders. And it was a whole different thing because we knew knew this was his opinion, not the opinion of the station or based upon the facts. But here and now we turn on CNN, and it's both ways. We get people who are eye rolling and making fun of things and skewing things, and you turn on Fox and it's going the other way. And people, I think, just tune into what they want to hear. I think I kind of feel like that's what people do. Is that part of it?
Well, I think people like drama, you know. The more dramatic you make it, the more eye-rolling you get going, that catches the attention. That engages them. I think, you know, in the old school, we could disagree without drama.
Right. That's my exact point. Like, why can't we just disagree without drama? I mean, I have seen people sitting in restaurants and sitting at bars and sitting on buses, and they start talking and it starts out as a nice conversation, and you see people walk up and get away because they don't want to hear someone say, I don't like Donald Trump, or they don't want to hear someone say, I don't like Elizabeth Warren, or whatever it is. Instead of just saying, why is it that you feel that way? And I don't feel that way. I'd beg to differ, but I respect your opinion. It's just, it's run away. almost fisticuffs.
Well, you know, I think it's just getting harder and harder for us to keep our mind open and listen to other point of views. You don't have to agree with them, but truly the beauty of conversation is in listening.
So if you want to be a better listener, and I thought, let's just say that I don't want to get angry with somebody whose opinion that I don't agree with, okay? Because I'm up there too. I'm doing the same thing. If I start hearing people talk about how horrible one person is and how this person committed murders and their wife was unfaithful and yet my candidate is so perfect and he did everything right or she did everything wrong, what do I do? How do I program my brain to ignore the part of it that really angers me about that conversation?
Well, my advice is, you know, you can either laugh or cry. So use humor. You know, make a statement. Okay, let's all calm our inner warriors before we go into this conversation. And laugh about it. And take the intensity down a notch or two.
Yeah, I suppose. But I guess I feel like if I laugh at something someone says, they're going to get even more angry with me, thinking that I make so little of what their opinion is that I'm laughing at it. But, so let's just say we're all thinking about going to our Thanksgiving dinner, and we know we have a diverse group of people with diverse opinions. What do you think, Lee? Do you think we should just stay away from politics? Is that just the best thing and the safest thing to do? Or is there any way to organize it or to create rules that will not lead to carving knives doing some harm?
Well, we don't want to take any victims, that's for sure. So I think, you know, as a hostess or a host, be prepared. You know, have a few conversational starters in mind. So when you can see that conversation starting to go Dixie, you know, that's it's so interesting that everyone has a different part of view. But I'd like to talk about this. I'd like to engage everybody at the table to, you know, come together and let's talk about this.
And so that being what? That not being politics, that being something
well,
else?
You know your family, you know your friends, you know what they're interested in. Are they interested in social and cultural events? Chicago, you guys got stuff happening every minute. You know, what's new? What's exciting? What have you done? What have you seen? What are they interested in? How can you reframe and divert their thoughts?
That's really good, because there's a lot to talk about. And here's what we're going to do. Lee Richardson, thank you for joining me. We are talking a little bit about how to avoid the problems at Thanksgiving dinner relating to political speak. Lee Richardson's a licensed professional counselor with the Brain Performance Center. And I'm going to have my husband, Jerry, we're going to do a little mock sitting down at the Thanksgiving dinner table. We're going to play it out. We didn't rehearse this, so Jerry's looking at me like, what am I doing now? And I want you to break it down, Lee, as to where this went wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right, here
Let's
we go. All right, and I guess I'm hosting the dinner, and my Uncle George is coming to the table. Hi, Uncle George. It's so nice to see you.
Hey, little Karen. How are you?
Hey, I'm not so little anymore, Uncle George.
You'll always be little to me. Plus the fact, I know you're a liberal and a vegan, So you must be little, at least in your mind.
Wait a minute. I'm going to eat the cranberry sauce. I'm going to eat the mashed potatoes. But so I'm vegan. You know, you can't change that about me.
Well, I think we should sue Burger King for cooking those vegan burgers on the same grill.
Well, that I agree with you. That's a stupid lawsuit. And I'm a lawyer. And I can say that, right?
Hey, you been watching that impeachment stuff?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have, Uncle George.
Yeah, I've not been watching it at all because, well, actually, I can give you my breakdown of the whole thing.
Well, you know, maybe we're going to just keep away from that tonight,
Well, you'll like my summary of everything they said. Here it is. Blah, 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 yada, yada, blah, blah.
So you don't think it's that important that we have a president who's doing this kind of stuff? Do you really? I mean, really? Asking to investigate your political enemies in exchange for aid to the country? Really?
Nothing's been proven. It's all hearsay.
Okay, hearsay.
This is why I break this down right now at the table. You know, you've got young kids sitting at the table, and you can see Uncle George getting a little rowdy over there. And Aunt Karen, you don't know what she's going to do when he gets rowdy. Well, I was just thinking, isn't this interesting that everybody has a different point of view? And children, it is so respectful to listen to those points of view and just keep your mind open. You don't have to agree or disagree. Now, do we, Uncle George or Aunt Karen?
Well, yeah, I think it's a great idea to listen, but listen to me. Don't listen to him.
Well, he's nicer to me than you are.
No pumpkin pie for you, Ms. Richardson. No, but I mean, I can see that. I can see that happening at so many dinner tables. I just think there should be something on everyone's dinner table that says, we are not talking about it. We're just not going to. I mean, you know,
I think we can even, you know, when we say our blessings and we say grace, and I'm so thankful for my family being together and this wonderful food we have in front of us. And I'm so thankful that Uncle George and Aunt Karen aren't going to engage in war. I mean, We have to acknowledge that it's there, and we have to laugh about it. I honestly believe that you can use humor to diffuse very many, many tense situations.
That's a very good idea, and I think we should all go with that. Lee Richardson, thank you so much for joining us. Lee Richardson is with the Brain Performance Center. How do we get a hold of you if we need you to moderate and mediate our Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, you can always find me online. I'm on LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Good old-fashioned website, thebrainperformancecenter.com.
Thank you so much. Take care and have a wonderful holiday. I wanted to tell everyone before I take a break that the CDC just put out a warning about romaine lettuce. I just want to make sure everyone heard that because I sat down to lunch today and they served me romaine lettuce and that's a problem. All of it is bad. They're telling you to throw it away. There's a special E. coli that people are getting. Some of it is very serious with kidney failure, and even for older people and younger people, it might mean death. So if you have any romaine lettuce anywhere, anytime that you purchased anywhere, you need to get rid of it and throw it away and make sure you don't serve it to even to Uncle George at the Thanksgiving table. You're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN.